Okay, here is read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. A judge has ordered Governor Walker to hold special elections for two vacant seats in the state legislature after voters in those two districts took him to court with the help of a group led by former U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder. The Wisconsin Assembly voted yesterday to expand background checks on sales of rifles and shotguns, but the proposal may not make it through the state Senate. And classes have been canceled today at Keele High School in Keele, Wisconsin, due to a report of gunshots fired. No injuries have been reported and no gunman was located. Keele is about 60 miles north of Milwaukee. Okay, here is read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Beginning Sunday, a group of high school students from across Wisconsin are planning to march 50 miles over 4 days from the state capitol to Speaker Paul Ryan's hometown of Janesville to try to persuade the speaker to support gun control legislation. And the ride-sharing company Lyft is offering $1.5 million worth of free rides, up to $15 each, to the March for Our Lives rally points tomorrow in 50 cities across the nation, including Milwaukee. To RSVP for your free ride, go to marchforourlives.com/events today, or tomorrow morning, if there are still any left, you can go to lyft.com/MFOL to get a ride code. Okay, here is read number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Tomorrow is the March for Our Lives in Washington, D.C. and many other cities across the United States and around the world, including several cities here in Wisconsin. In Milwaukee, marchers will meet at the county courthouse beginning at 9:30, then march to Red Arrow Park beginning at 10 o'clock. The rally at Red Arrow Park is scheduled to last until 3 p.m., and in Madison, marchers will meet at Library Mall beginning at 9:30, then march to the Capitol beginning at 10 o'clock. Marches are scheduled to take place in more than 800 cities worldwide. Okay, here's read number four. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. A judge has ordered Governor Walker to hold special elections for two vacant seats in the state legislature after voters in those two districts took him to court with the help of a group led by former U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder. The historic Silver Spring House in Glendale has been purchased by a venture capital firm and is now being renovated. The new owners are hoping to reopen the 114-year-old restaurant next month with a new menu and new artwork, carpeting, and restrooms. And the Bucks go down to Chicago to play the Bulls tonight. And here is the forecast. Outside today, sunshine, and then mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, partly sunny with highs around 40. And for Sunday, sunshine with highs in the low 40s. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels.